Here in the Surrey Hills, we are blessed with an exceptional variety of butterflies, which are attracted by the diversity of habitats we look after. In this series of recordings, Sophie Alexander talks to our rangers and other experts about these beautiful and fascinating creatures. Thanks to Dorking and District Talking Newspaper for their technical assistance. Summer of Butterflies 4. The Grizzled Skipper. During this recording, the ranger mentions voles. These are National Trust volunteers, without whom the Trust could not function.
So we're here out on Headley Heath. I'm with Fede Gattoni, the area ranger, who's taken us further into the heath than I think I've ever been. So why have you brought us here, Fede?
I brought you here to have a look at our fantastic south-facing downland, which is the habitat for grizzled skipper. Very interesting butterfly that we have here.
What is it about Headley Heath, this area here, that it really likes?
So we're lucky to have all of the food sources for the caterpillar in its life cycle. The caterpillar of the grizzled skipper requires strawberry and then creeping singfoil and agrimony. So these are the food sources for the caterpillar, which are essential for the survival and the life cycle of this species.
So while we're talking now, you can actually hear some whirring in the background, which I'm guessing that's some of the conservation work you've got going on up here.
Yeah, we've got conservation work going on. What you can hear also is a big chipper from our neighbouring site. But I've got the voluntaries working on over in our heathland. They'll be doing some scrub management, tidying things up. Conservation volunteers are fantastic. They help us manage the site on the heathland and on the grassland as well. And then we've also got some conservation grazing going on as well. So the grazing regime is fundamental for maintaining that mosaic structure across our habitats, and in particular here where we are in the Caltrus Downland, we require that, and a bit of bare earth is required as well, which is why we use mattocks and tree poppers to give us a bit of that, and that's what the grizzled skipper likes as well, a bit of bare ground so that it can warm up its wings.
Tell us more about the grizzled skipper and why it's so special.
On the butterfly conservation status, it's on a high priority. Nationally speaking, this is a good site for grizzled skipper. We had even a PhD student come from University of Liverpool to have a look at the site, because the transect from butterfly conservation has highlighted good numbers for a continuous amount of years. So this is a site where it's doing well, which is not the case in other countries. So it's very special as well because of the rarity. And then it's been pushed around to sites which is not used to be. So it's been pushed to dumpyards, to industrial construction sites where you might find some of the food plants, but they're very isolated and restricted. So having a good solid base around this area, you know, where it can move out the population into smaller sites is something to be proud of. So the grizzled skipper, it's one of the skipper butterflies. It's different to some of the other skippers. Wingspan of 27 mil, which is a bit smaller than a 50p coin. Its feature, it's its velocity when it's on the air. It's a very darty flight. It's got a very darty flight, so you'll see it bouncing around really fast. It's a low flight butterfly as well in the springtime, which is when the first brood comes up. It's a real rarity to get it on photograph as well for the amateurs. The pros know how to do it, but me with my phone, I can never get a photo. They're too fast for me. So yeah, best bet is to check it out in spring in the morning when you will see it basking on a bit of bare ground to warm itself up before it flies off, and then you get a second brood later in the summer. But spring, it's one of the early butterflies that we have. Spring is the time to see it.